This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is forecast to keep adding jobs in 2024, but not as many as this year. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports on the economic outlook from CU's Business School.
Colorado's employment growth is expected to be 1.4% next year, down from 2.2% this year. That's according to a new report by CU economists. Higher interest rates have taken a bite out of sectors like construction and financial services that use a lot of borrowed money. That trend is expected to continue next year. The government added the most jobs of any industry this year and will add a lot next year, too. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The state has banned the term excited delirium in law enforcement training, but some officials say there is still work to do. State Representative Judy Immobile has been outspoken about reforming police language. She says it was the right decision.
Now we just have to make sure that we don't substitute one term for another term and that we do, in fact, change the culture a little bit.
The decision to eliminate the term comes as two paramedics face charges for giving Elijah McClain ketamine, partly because they said they thought he had excited delirium. The paramedics' trial continues this week. Thousands of Colorado classrooms are getting new air monitors with an eye to improving indoor air quality. Dozens of school districts, CU Boulder, and the State Health Department are working with a company called Attune. Mark Hernandez is a CU Boulder civil and environmental engineering professor.
It all comes back to, if you don't monitor, you don't know where you are. You wouldn't drive your car without a dashboard, would you?
Poor indoor air quality in schools can affect students' health and attendance and their academic performance. An Olympic gold medal swimmer from Colorado Springs will do 6 months home detention and 3 years probation for his role in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Cleet Keller pleaded guilty in 2021. He was one of the first rioters to publicly cooperate with authorities investigating the attack. Prosecutors say he shook off a police officer and resisted efforts to remove him from the Capitol.